So here you're going to see 1,000 robots that are working together to self-assemble the letter K. The K is on its side. And the important thing is that no one is in charge. So any single robot is only talking to a small number of robots nearby it, and it's using its motion rule to move around the half-built structure, just looking for a place to fit in based on its pattern rules. And even though no robot is doing anything perfectly, the rules are such that we can get the collective to do its goal robustly together. And the illusion becomes almost so perfect, you know, you just start to not even notice that they're individual robots at all, and it becomes a single entity, kind of like the school of fish. So these are robots and rules in two dimensions, but we can also think about robots and rules in three dimensions. So what if we could create robots that could build together? And here we can take inspiration from social insects. So if you think about mound-building termites, or you think about army ants, they create incredible complex nest structures out of mud and even out of their own bodies. And like the system I showed you before, these insects actually also have pattern rules that help them determine what to build. But the pattern can be made out of other insects, or it could be made out of mud. And we can use that same idea to create rules for robots.